This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Blanky's the coward in that situation.
In the Brave Little Toaster?
Yeah. In the movie?
Yeah, the toaster, I don't think we ever like have reason to believe the toaster wasn't brave, but Blanky, he's a fucking coward.
You remember this movie a lot better than I do.
Yeah, and the vacuum plays Tutti Frutti. Oh, Louie.
That's right.
Dude, I think the radio probably plays it, but the vacuum hates it.
Vacuum plays?
Vacuum's the dick.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. Vacuums are dicks, inherently. You see a vacuum, and you're like, fuck that guy.
You're thinking like a dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing that actually describes most of my personality.
You're thinking like a dog?
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
What's up, Puncheroonies?
Mm-hmm.
Have we done that one before?
I feel like it.
Well, I wrote it down and it's from Impeccable Gray on Instagram.
Hey, so thanks.
Thanks.
We love our fans.
We love our Puncheroonies. That's
we,
you guys.
We mean me, Miel, and you, Demi.
Oh, I was like, oh, you're taking all the credit for that? Okay.
Cruel. Do you want to try our new bit?
What's our new? Oh, no.
No, save it for a live show?
Yeah, I think we got to save it for the live show.
Okay.
When's this live show happening?
We don't know, which is the problem.
Secret.
Wait, do we know?
Yeah, we got a couple in the canon.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah, I don't know when that is.
Guys, okay, we'll tell you.
We're opening Coachella.
Yep.
Wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say you're coming over later, and we're going to perform in my garage for my dog.
Oh, so it's today is the live show.
Yeah.
Ross, do you want to?
I'm there.
Cool.
Ross is a special guest.
Oh, yeah. Let's introduce it. You know him from Mascots. You know him from Masterminds. You know him as Ken Beagle. Give it up for Ross Kimball.
What's up, guys?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I'm realizing also that we skipped the part of the show where we say what we do here just for any first-time listeners.
Right.
If you made it this far, let's tell you what we do here now.
Yeah, so not today, but on normal episodes with normal songs.
Hmm?
Not this one.
No, this is...
We try to make them better.
Oh, what? We aren't doing that?
Not today.
Hmm.
Today, we just did something different.
I don't know what you did.
Shh.
You just did something different.
We did it.
Okay.
We're both going to fall for this.
I don't like being complicit in something without knowing what's going on.
Ross.
Hi.
What in the fuck made you want to talk about Enya's only time?
Well, I was told to give a few options of songs I wanted to do, and I threw out a few, and Only Time came back, and Demi was like, are you sure you want to do this? And I said, capital A, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because there's a few things, and we'll get into it. There's a lot of things, and I didn't know. First of all, this song came out in 2000.
Yeah.
And I thought this song came out in the 80s.
Dude, same.
It is. Oh. It's a timeless song. It's like Crocodile Rock in my mind. I have a theory. I have a theory that Crocodile Rock could be from late 60s or 2031. It could be from the past or the future.
It cannot be from 2031, Ross. I'm sorry.
We don't know
that. That's fair. We don't know someone didn't come back.
Okay. Music's come full circle.
Yeah. I will say it could be from the past or like, you could have told me Crocodile Rock came out 10 years ago. We're not talking about Crocodile Rock, but we are right now.
Yeah.
10 years ago came out. I would have said, yeah, that makes sense. Or it came out in 1973 or 4 when it came out.
Yeah.
It just has that
it's
time
always
of sound.
Existed.
Like
really,
Enya's Only Time.
And honest, what's so crazy is that her last hit before Only Time, Orinoco Flow, a.k.a. Sail Away, was 89.
Really?
Yeah, that's a huge jump between singles.
And it just sounds timeless to me in that, like, I truly could not have told you when those songs are from or when Enya was big. Because I just hear it and I'm like, I don't know. It's got a lot of like ethereal, like floating quality to it. I can't place any instruments that I'd be like, well, that's a guitar.
Okay.
So it's like.
Have some explanation there.
Ooh, please.
Enya, a freak, dog.
Oh, yeah. Freak?
Enya is like maybe a witch. But I can't
figure this
out.
She doesn't have a last name.
No, she sure do. She got a lot of names. I don't know how to say them. Should I try?
Oh, she changed to one name, though. She was she did like
did
a
Cher
thing in Madonna.
Oh, my God.
She changed it to one name.
Hell yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The name I have written here is not in American English, but it looks like it maybe says, Aitahine no Bahrainian.
What?
Yeah. It's Irish.
Try to read that name.
It's Gaelic, right?
Something.
I'm on the wiki, and it's like that, but different
It's bigger because you have a computer
Not
a phone.
What do you mean a phone? I have this memorized. I'm thinking of this as I speak.
Aitni Padraigin ni Baronine.
Yeah.
Anglicized as Enya Patricia Brennan.
There you go.
That doesn't feel like the same name. That feels like when you have a foreign exchange student and they're like, my name's too hard to say in your language. It's Mark now. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I'm Danny.
C-N-K.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. You made it on your own.
Although I can kind of see it in the, like, the way that it's pronounced, if that's like a Gaelic sort of spelling. Anyway.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Enya. She plays four instruments and sings in at least six, including Elvish.
Wait, sings in at least six instruments?
I was just about to
Did I not say like languages?
You did not say languages.
Why do I have a podcast? I can't fucking talk.
Neither of us can.
You're doing great.
So she sings in at least six languages.
Yeah.
Including Elvish.
Oh, because Lord of the Rings.
The language from Lord of the Rings.
Do you think she learned the language for the songs?
Would not put it past her.
Nerd.
Because the other one that I have written here is called Loxian, and that's a made-up language. Her business partner made up.
Oh, sorry, what?
Oh, interesting.
Just made it up. They just made one up.
Okay, well, then I speak 10 languages. Whatever.
Show me.
You
wouldn't get it.
Glurban turban, berberban durban.
That's Swedish chef language, and I'm really impressed.
Well, that's one of the ones I didn't make up.
That's just Swedish.
Yeah, I was just talking.
Okay, here's the other thing about Enya, is that, like, very much like we kind of said at the top, I think of her as just, like, a, to me, kind of obscure, like, that new agey lady from the infomercials when I was a kid, and then, like, a couple movies, but I guess she's sold 80 million albums.
Oh, yeah. She's massive.
She's a huge fucking deal.
Yeah.
I'm just the weird one for not knowing this.
I feel like, to me, it's like I've only known these two Enya songs, but I'm just kind of like, they've been around for as long as I've known of music.
For as long as time.
For as long as, only time. And it feels like I've never known a time where it's like I could ask anyone about them and someone wouldn't go, no, I know that song. It just seems like she has two hits, but they were so big.
Yeah.
Well, the radio play alone.
Yeah.
I remember listening to the radio as a kid and being dropped off or just in the car with my parents. That song, I thought that was music growing up. I thought that
it is.
But like the capital M, like, oh, this is what music is.
Yeah.
You get some cellos.
You're like, this is the Beatles.
Yeah. And even as a kid, I was like, oh, that's her singing. And her backup, her backups are her.
All her.
Like that is her
singing.
She's like a
genius. So she just layered herself. And even as a kid, I was like, oh, wow, I think she's doing this all by herself.
And supporting the fucking genius theory, she rarely performs live, has never toured, and rarely interviews. She mostly stays holed up with her maybe 12 cats in a castle next to Bono.
That's so... next to Bono?
Bono's castle's next door, I guess.
There's just like a street in Ireland with two castles and two rock stars on
up
it.
Right next to
I think that's like all of Ireland.
Yeah.
Again, so sorry to our Irish listeners. Please don't get upset. I'm so dumb.
I knew that she lived in a castle in Ireland only because when we did Soundtrack to Titanic on the Late Late Show, we tried to clear Sail Away for Titanic bit. And apparently to get it cleared, they were like, you're not going to get this cleared. They have to contact Enya directly, and she is famously unreachable.
Yes, I just read today, Bo Burnham wrote her a letter so that he could get the rights to use it in eighth grade.
Yeah, good use.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Enya seems like the coolest chick in the fucking world.
She's so
mysterious, didn't have to tour.
Nope. No. She's like, my terms.
And I bet she was like, we can just record it at my place. I have the room.
Oh, yeah.
I have room. So she might, we'll bring
I have
over,
45 rooms. I live in a castle.
I wonder
bring
if she's,
the whole orchestra over.
They're so drafty.
Right.
Cats running amok.
I mean,
it's my dream.
I'm not going to like throw around like a diagnosis at her, but I'm like, part of it, me is like, if do you think that she is like, just is like, I don't want to leave this house.
I mean, honestly, to me, it sounds like she's just kind of unwilling to push herself outside of her comfort zone.
Yeah,
and I don't
think
any of us honestly should ever have to.
Of course.
So the fact that she's been able to swing that fucking rules.
But can you imagine your comfort zone being like awesome? Yeah, being awesome at this one thing and never having to go outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's your wheelhouse.
Everyone
that's your lane.
Comes to you.
Because she is like so reclusive, I want to start like a
rumor.
Or like a conspiracy theory that like she's secretly like a collab, like
she's
a
Banksy,
conglomeration
dude.
Of people. Oh, that'd be cool.
And he's fucking Banksy.
Because what are you going to do? You know, you catch a lady, you spray paint on the wall. You're like, hey, stop. She's like, yeah, I'm Enya.
Well,
like,
it's illegal to arrest ladies.
That's true. It's illegal to arrest ladies in Ireland.
In the
That's
world.
True.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are we ready to fucking deep dive into...
Eileen Wuornos got away with it. To deep dive into...
Sad Town for a brief moment.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Won't you take me to...
I didn't know this until doing the research because the song was released in November 2000. But following the 9/11, sales of the album and the single Only Time skyrocketed after it was used by several radio and television networks in the coverage and aftermath of the attacks. And then as a result, Only Time climbed to number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the Adult Contemporary.
That is so strange.
A year after it was released.
A year after. And I'm sure you looked this up, but all over Europe, it was 1 or 2.
Yeah, huge.
Like after the week it came out, it was 1 or 2.
Yeah.
And I don't think if 9/11 didn't happen, I don't think it would have hit 10.
That's
in
a pretty crazy. It would. I don't think.
Is that a crazy statement?
No. I mean, okay. You're totally right. I think it's a crazy truth.
Yeah.
That 9/11 and Enya are like intrinsically linked now.
In the same way that Miley Cyrus and 9/11 are, I guess Osama bin Laden are intrinsically linked because of when.
Osama bin Laden and 9/11 are intrinsically linked?
No, I said the way that Miley Cyrus and Osama bin Laden are intrinsically linked.
What's
because
that
of Party in the USA from when.
He died?
Yeah.
Oh.
It like jumped the charts because people used it to celebrate.
I think that's like 1% of the effect that an impact that Only Time had or 9/11. Because this only became a huge song when no one had ever heard it. Didn't like have a resurgence, but it became such a big deal that she released it as a single here afterward and donated all of that money to the widows and children of the firefighters who died.
She still had castle money somehow.
Dude.
She bought the castle beforehand.
It's so insane. She's quoted as saying, basically, we got news from people in America who saw footage where CNN was using the song Only Time. I was out there promoting it that year, and when I saw the footage, it was absolutely so moving. But in a way, I think everybody in the world felt that if there was only any way we could help them in New York, because it was so traumatized and felt like there was never going to be any more normality ever in the city. So she releases the single, donates, I think what's ended up being over $460,000 plus $100,000 out of her own pocket to the just NYFD. And on top of that, and this is the part where I'm like, wait, what? On the single she releases, she puts another version of the song.
Yeah.
And this is where I start to just get kind of confused. The version she puts on the song, as well as the original, is a dance remix?
Of course.
Does that? Oh.
So you can grieve and then you can...
Can you just play it? Like, I don't know what to say about this.
I think the thing you should say about it is this is the version that skyrocketed after 9/11.
I hate this.
Dude, wait.
Never forget.
I don't get this.
I mean, she tossed it into Pro Tools and was like, we can make a new version.
No, she like commissioned it by SAP.
I hate this, but I get why she did it because...
Oh, I don't.
People...
Wait, sorry. Continue, though.
I will say this. I mean, if you're in your early 20s, living in New York, and you feel like you're most patriotic, we have to fight this.
Yeah.
We have to come together.
Yeah.
This will be playing in taxis. This will be playing in studio apartments.
It's
true. Will be playing in Starbucks.
And actually, you know what? Like, I guess I do get it because if there's anything you could do to help, it's like give them a moment to cry with the sad version and then bring them right back up with a dance version.
Yeah.
I don't. That would feel so weird to me in like any sort of area if you just heard the regular version, then you just heard boom, 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 and you were suddenly like, all right, now it's time to dance.
Well, selfishly, I'm a little pissed about it because one of my original ideas for the punch up was like, the song needs to be a fucking dance song.
Oh, yeah.
So I hadn't done the research yet and heard that version. I thankfully only got about 10 seconds in before realizing there was no way I could ever pull this off. But do you want to play what I made? It's really good. I'm really good. I'm really good with audition. Extremely good. Too good for my own good.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Lil Miel. I see you.
What can I say?
Hell yeah. No.
Really glad I didn't spend any more time on
that. No, I wish you had spent more time, and I wish we got some strobe lights in here and just went off.
Oh, I
a few police sirens would have been good, too.
I just need some rapper to come feature on one of my mixtapes.
Yeah.
And I think I'm really going to pop off.
Did I ever tell you that I made a trap version of Orinoco Flow?
What?
Yeah.
That's so similar to what I just did.
Yeah. No.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
I mean, now?
Yeah. I'd like to hear
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, we're not even doing that song.
Who cares? We have like five verses in this whole damn song.
I don't mind. I'm the guest.
I mean, you are the guest, so if you say it's fine, then I guess so. But I have to open up the thing.
Take your time. We'll vamp.
Okay. I'll vamp. Can I? So I picked this. I picked the song. It's a sad sex song. I understand. When my wife and I got married 2 years ago, my lovely wife, and we were don't plan a wedding. Just get married.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I love my wedding. I love my wife. I loved every, like, the music was great. We had great food, great location. Too big of a headache.
Yeah. So much money.
We did it on a budget, but it was just a lot of choosing and picking, like, you want this fork or this fork? It's like, I don't care. We had to pick our songs, like our first dance song, what I'm walking up to with my groomsman, what she's walking down to with her dad. And she's like, I don't know. Like, we don't really have a song. And I don't know. I was like, well, what do you think of when you think of your dad? And she closes her eyes, and with her eyes still closed, she says, all I can hear is Enya Only Time playing so loud in our house.
Because of you?
Because of her dad.
Oh. He loves it.
I laughed so hard. I go, Jenny, really? She's like, yeah, he really loves Enya. And I go, all right, you're walking down to Enya. I forget. We pick it like 3 months out. I forget. It's the day of the wedding. It's beautiful. It's warm. I'm in a suit and I'm standing up there. All my friends are looking at me and I see her come down and she's waiting with her dad. And it's her first time that I get to see her in her dress. I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to marry this beautiful woman. And I forgot what was going to happen. And all of a sudden I hear boom, 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 boom. And I didn't tell my friends. I didn't tell anybody. And my buddies, my best friends in the world are next to me being like, really, dog? And I go, dude, I forgot. And they go, this is so funny.
That's
this
just is so funny.
And then
terrific.
I look out and like, not the family in the first two rows, but like all my friends in the back, like everyone was like shaking their head being like, A+, man. So funny.
Such a troll. That's
so terrific. Funny. And I was crying and laughing. So beautiful.
You hadn't even gotten married yet.
And
people
you want.
Like, they were like, that was so funny. And I go, it wasn't on purpose. It was so true. And they're like, that's why it was funny. Because yeah. It came from the heart.
That's why I'm getting married to Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
Same joke.
But still the Enya version.
Because it was played so loud in your house.
Oh, my dad loves that part.
Doesn't your mom truly love Eminem, though?
My mom loves Lose Yourself specifically.
Right.
Oh, that's
She
a good
used
one.
That song to wake us up in the morning for school.
Really?
Dead ass. She loves that song so much.
That's cool.
Do you have your Orinoco Flow remix?
Yeah. Just wait.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is actually good.
Oh, is it? Just wait.
Sounds like a Beck song.
A Beck song?
Wow. Like right now.
It sounds like a baby wolf learning how to howl.
Why did you make this for?
I was gonna do... You know the songs I do every year for the Oscars?
Yeah.
I was gonna do one that was Danny Brown, Kendrick Lamar, and Young Thug doing a song for 8th grade. And then I told myself, this is too much work, and I gave up. And this is what I had finished.
You gave up after making this.
Yeah.
You were halfway through, or like a quarter in.
This is so much work.
I don't like the music enough, so I was like, okay, I'm done. Anyway.
So good.
It's so much
work. Oh, I'm so glad we found a way to shoehorn that in.
Yeah.
That was good, man. That was good. I don't know why you're doing this podcast. Go make records.
Pass.
No, thank you. I guess, though, more notably recently, other than the meme treatment that it's had, obviously, over 90 million people have watched a YouTube commercial. Sorry, I should rephrase. An actual commercial on YouTube.
This was awesome. And
you guys know it?
One of the biggest fights I ever got into with my best friend, still my best friend to this day, was if this was real or not.
Okay, so if you don't know what we're talking about, it's from 2013. It's a Volvo commercial, and it's Jean-Claude Van Damme doing the splits between two moving Volvo semi-trucks.
Oh, yeah. That are going backwards.
Yes.
That's the weird thing to me. I always was
they wanted
like,
to make
why?
It harder.
It was to
show like the stabilizing steering.
Right.
And
his feet are just propped up on the side mirrors of both the vehicles.
It's genuinely,
them.
To me, I'm like, this is the thing that, this is Jean-Claude Van Damme's legacy.
Yeah.
We're just going to watch it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've had my ups and downs.
It's such a weird use of the song, too.
of bumpy roads and heavy winds.
Bumpy roads.
That's what made me what I am today.
What is he today?
No, I stand here before you.
He's...
What you
I'll tell you in a second, because I'm like really, I'm really focused right now on this. I'm sorry.
They're panning out.
A pair of legs engineered to panning defy out.
You
the
see two 18-wheelers going backwards.
A mindset to master.
You see two solid lines and a third line.
And now the cars are slowly separating. Oh my god. And now, oh my god.
All
oh my
real.
God. Oh, there he goes. So he's going down. That he's left going
tire,
down.
That left tire's got to hit there, and it's got to stay on there. Yeah. Otherwise, Jean-Claude's going down.
He's fully parallel to the ground.
He's 50 years old doing this.
His dick is closer to the ground than his legs. Can you understand what this looks like?
Yeah, this is, it's and such a good commercial.
They're panning, and this is magic hour. You have 40 minutes to get this shot.
And yeah. It's all one shot.
Whoever
no
came
cuts.
Up with this idea, and then whoever shot it, two geniuses.
And they got Enya!
Oh, yeah, and they got Enya.
Yeah.
They wrote a letter.
I was going to say, the FedEx guy had to roll up to the castle and ask.
Well, just for real, what does Jean-Claude Van Damme do?
I mean, he was...
He's an actor?
Well, yeah, he was like the big, or not the big, but I guess one of the big action guys of the 80s. Bloodsport.
And now his legacy is Volvo commercial splits guy.
And Jean-Claude Van Johnson on Amazon Prime.
That's right. And it what? Actually was very funny.
Yeah.
I liked it. I think his legacy now, to people that don't know him, is this commercial. But before this,
oh my God.
He was the Muscles from Brussels.
Oh. What is
English,
that? Learned... Is that a porn?
Well, no, that was his name. Like his nickname.
That's his nickname.
That's a fantastic porn.
Like the
porn.
Italian Stallion for Stallone.
I don't know either of those
Do you
things.
Like action movies?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I
man.
Walked out of Mission Impossible.
Really?
Okay. Which one?
Fifth one. Oh, I was at a premiere. I hate this.
So he came on the scene with Bloodsport, and he was just like this ripped guy, and he was, if there was no Arnold Schwarzenegger, he would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, so he was like a big muscle guy that was like a mediocre actor, but like foreign, so it was okay?
Yeah.
Or was he good?
He would kick butt and take names.
He's like I can tell you used to teach sixth graders.
Yeah.
So he kicked a lot of butt.
He kicked a lot of butt, and he took names, and he didn't apologize for what he did.
And he's like a genuinely good like martial artist, which I think is what everyone loves.
Champion.
Like, I can see that he's doing it.
He's a champion.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, so honestly, thank you, Enya, for... incorporating so many weird tidbits into the top of this podcast today. I've learned so much we haven't even gotten into the song.
Now, I hate to say this sentence, but I want to go back to 9/11 for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why only time?
I think that just somebody did it as like, oh, this is the song that makes sense. And then what's so weird to me, and like in a way kind of funny, but then ultimately it's just so sad, is that it became this other thing.
Yeah.
Where now it's like when you look up Enya on YouTube, in the top 10 hits, there's at least like 4 World Trade Center remixes.
Right.
Which are like, I think radio VJs made them or something. And it's like real audio from 9/11 over footage of 9/11 set to Only Time. And I was just saying before we aired, like I'm trying to fathom somebody in their free time making this video.
Yeah.
After, like, at least 4 years after 9/11, since YouTube didn't exist at that time.
Well, presumably...
For a hobby? For fun?
Well, presumably, if it was such a big thing around 9/11, maybe they were just trying to recreate something that they had seen and, like, couldn't find.
Right.
Yeah, maybe true. It just... I can't
it's
imagine
so
being
strange.
In that headspace. It
no.
seems so morbid.
It really... Yeah.
Well, probably either people that were, like, there that are very focused on it, because a lot of people, like anything, if you're there at that moment, you're going to be very focused on it, and I want to make this as a... is my love of the city, and that we're going to bounce back.
Yeah.
Or you're so removed from it, where you're like, I'm just going to throw this together.
Oh,
and
it's just so fucking sad,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And it's weird because like I didn't know any of that until doing the research for this. But I think that a lot of people know this as like the 9/11 song.
Which is so crazy to me.
Do you think that song was perfect because it was more music forward than words? Because it's very ominous.
It's just
the
like
words,
time.
But the,
I think the time premise of just like... time will pass. We'll get through this in time.
Yeah.
You can't really understand what
who
she's
can
saying.
Say, I think, is also just like a don't let it.
Yeah, it's like the modern blowing in the wind, you know?
Right.
With that said, should we try to understand what the fuck she's saying?
Let's take a dip into those waters.
No, really, like I feel better immediately.
Sea World.
It has turned me into someone who I am now. Today.
Bloodsport.
And this is raw vocals.
No,
like
it's
she
not.
Doesn't. No, I'm kidding.
This is like in the half of her castle. It's a bathroom.
She is shouting into her tunnel.
I love what the strings are doing.
The little plucking?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And is that cello, that bass, or is that an upright bass?
That, I mean, it sounds like a cello, but God, I'm not going to pretend like I know.
Like the deep, like, boom.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It really fills the room.
I love, honestly, everything about it. I don't know.
This was a slow dance song.
It.
My prom, what? They play this for a slow dance song. And it was the 9/11 song. So, it happened in September. And May, they play this at our senior prom.
And you knew of it as the 9/11 song?
I asked them to play it twice.
What the
no,
fuck?
I did not.
Okay, so you didn't have that conversation.
One for each tower.
I wasn't king that year, so I couldn't do it. But,
wait. At your school, does a king get to request a song?
Yeah.
What?
Don't.
As the king, please play Crash Into Me once more.
Don't. No, but I remember this being a slow dance song, and it was like the 9/11 song.
This is the most depressing slow dance song.
I gotta say, being that age, like I remember kids graduating and signing up for the army the next day after they graduated.
Oh, cannot believe that.
Because of this stuff.
Being that age must
and like
have been
everyone
so
holding hands during the song and like.
You weren't too old. Like you knew fully what was happening.
I mean, I was like, oh, okay, this is it. Like I'm not going
to college. Everything's over.
Anyway, it's more a love song to me now.
Yeah. I feel like it's so like
my first child will be born to this song.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to say that.
I couldn't even think of what the word is. It's so like it's applicable in so many different scenarios. I can see it as a 9/11 song, but I can also see it as like a slow dance love song.
Well, it definitely, I think, is a love song, right?
Because
she said, who can say where the road goes, where the day flows, only time? And who can say if your love grows as your heart chose, only time? So it's like, who can say if you'll continue or increase in loving the partner that you're with or something as time goes on?
Who can say where, you know, what's going to happen today?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who can say if your love grows?
Did you just sing like the Arthur theme song?
I might have.
Hey, how's it going today? Or is that Michael Franti?
No, definitely not the Arthur song. Hey, how's it going today?
What's the Arthur song?
And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
Okay, that's Michael Franti. That's Michael Franti.
I don't think it is.
You know the song, I know one thing, I love you.
Yes.
That's Michael Franti.
That's not the Arthur song, though.
No.
Hey. It's not.
What a wonderful kind of day.
That's the same song, man. That's the same fucking song.
But
someone's got a lawyer up, though.
You did point out that this song sounds a lot like another song.
Dude, that fucking bum, 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 bum. What does that sound like to you?
Hold on.
You know it. I was like, yo, this sounds so much like another song. Demi, can you make a quick mashup?
Wait, let me play it again and you see if you...
Okay. Oh... I can't. All I can think of is the Olympics opening theme.
It does kind of sound like that, though.
We'll show you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't totally work.
It just turned me into who I am today. Wow.
Mama,
yeah.
Life had just begun.
Gosh,
oh, it's so pretty.
When are we
going to
stop talking about Queen?
Oh, I hope this year.
It's
yeah,
so
great
pretty.
Eye. Great eye and also great ears, guys.
Great ears, man.
Great ears.
It just did that bum, 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 bum.
I didn't notice it until you mentioned it. I was like, no, yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm almost kind of like, why is that not a mashup that exists yet? Or maybe that I just didn't look up. Maybe it does.
I was like,
it probably does.
Who can say where the
I'm tired
go?
Of Googling.
This is only time.
I'm tired.
It's also a good chill out song.
Yeah.
Because it makes
what do you mean also?
No,
it's good for
this.
Well, it gives me anxiety. And then also it like chills me out because it's like, who can say what's going to happen? Do you know what's going to happen? No, only time knows.
It's good for
happen.
So many things. Yeah. Love, chilling out, 9/11s.
Dancing with a boner that you're pretending you don't have at high school dance.
Yes. I did not have it.
Oh, come on.
No, okay. No one saw it.
That's why you
turned down the king. You were like, I don't want to go up there.
No, I can't. I'll be prince.
I volunteer as tribute.
No, thanks. Jim can have it.
I love the way that this song sounds without the singing and with the singing.
Yeah.
The sounds of the song, it feels like it's washing over me. And then lyrically, it sounds like she's telling me to just let it happen.
Can we just play the first 3 seconds again?
Oh, yeah.
It's a
powerful
sonar wave.
That's it. Like, you know you're in good hands.
Yeah.
State Farm is there.
It does feel like, she made like Muzak for spas.
Muzak for spas.
I heard spas, like S-P-A-Z, and I was like, so spas. Is spas the Muzak for spas?
Muzak for spas.
So it's spas is what Muzak is to music.
Yeah.
To spas.
Yeah. There's a spa and there's a spas. You have to say it like that. Spas.
Plunge pool, hot sauna.
Hot spas.
You want some sauna. Spas water?
It's a massage.
It's piss.
What?
Spas is different.
Did you, I don't know what you guys did. I should have done it, but do you guys just have the backing track and no vocals?
No.
For
no, okay. There's no, the thing is this song not only has no stems that I could find, but also no good karaoke track?
No karaoke track. Also, no kids bop can be
what
found for
fuck?
only time.
Enya must just be like super tight about the rights to it or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I know she gave them to Volvo. I don't know.
I thought you said Voldo for a minute, and I was like,
yeah.
Like
the
Street
Russian
Fighter?
Waldo?
Yes.
Valdo?
Give him to Voldo.
I found him.
And that is why you can have them. You found him, you can have the rights.
He's wearing a red and white hat.
Yeah, no, Street Fighter's Voldo fought her for the rights.
Oh, that's Voldo too. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, wait, no, that's not, what's it?
Mortal Kombat?
No, what's the other one? Fuck. Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Okay, here we go.
He's got the weird, the spiky cup.
You can't expect us to know. Demi was a jock.
I was a jock, which is why I know this as the football song.
So what?
Only Time.
What football?
What are you talking about? You throw a football around, and people catch it, and when, you know, you yell touchdown. And then
every touchdown in the NFL goes, whoom, whoom, boom, 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 boom.
And we do the end zone dances.
I did it.
That'd actually be hilarious, and I would watch football if that happened.
It'd be great.
Well, good news, Miel. That's what it is.
And no more tackling.
Yeah, they fixed it.
We just hug. If you get a hug, you're out.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I made eye contact. You're down.
Okay, then what?
Then it goes on to say.
Oh, the snaps. You hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a woodblock, you think, or snaps?
I have no idea.
I'm closing my eyes too, Miel. I just looked over, your eyes are closed. My eyes are closed too.
Always.
Yeah, it sounds like a woodblock.
That's the best part!
But it feels like someone dropping water into a pond.
Feels like we're all in the water. It's
an eye droplet from like 500 feet up.
Exactly. Yeah.
It feels like we're in the pool for the cogs in Minority Report.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And
goodbye,
this is
crow.
Right?
Yeah.
Goodbye, crow. Is what you just said.
It is.
Nice pull, man. Minority
also,
Report.
I feel like it's sunset during this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
always.
Also
like
morning.
A permanent sunset.
Permanent sunset. It's permanent never going sunrise. Down. It's always going to be fire orange in the sky.
Yeah. And also, like, nothing's ever wrong because everything's always wrong.
Yeah. And also, she's telling you, like, don't worry about it.
You know, why so serious?
You're not in charge. Let's put a smile on that face.
Who can say where the road goes?
And here we go.
Damaged.
Yeah, Enya's pretty fucking twisted.
Why so serious? Only time.
I'm now realizing that the dance remix just sounds like the Moby version of this song.
Yeah, well, I feel like Porcelain and Orinoco Flow were on a lot of the same infomercials.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they both seem like Windows Media Player visualizer songs.
Ba-ba-bum-bum-bum-bum-ba-ba-bum. Yeah, I love that. Like, I actually thought for a long time she was saying something.
That's the thing I just learned today.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was like Gaelic or whatever language she speaks.
Yeah.
Maybe Elvish.
One of those six languages.
Do you think it was a filler?
Like Otis Redding? Oh, great question.
Like Otis Redding's whistle during Dock of the Bay. Yeah. Do you know you guys know that story, right?
No. Yeah.
Oh.
He died, dude.
So he did die.
Oh,
for
that's
sure.
A story.
End of story, period.
Day of Music died.
He
man.
Didn't know what to do during that filler. So the producer was like, oh, just whistle. So it was like, and he was like, yeah, I'll come back next week and do it. He took off.
Oh.
And he died.
Wow. Gone too soon.
Yep.
Otis, this one's for you. Speaking of.
Why didn't he write the lyrics before? Never mind.
You've been there, man.
Recording was different
you've
then.
You've been rattling your brain and you can't think of something.
Yeah, but I don't go like, well, I got to record now.
Let me get on the plane.
I mean, arguably the best part of the song.
Yeah.
I like the bay part.
Yeah, because I pronounced B-A-E.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on the dock.
Wait,
of
sitting
my
on your bay?
Bay?
It's about pegging.
Get off her.
Ew. With that said, actually, maybe we should take an ad break.
Yes.
Now that we're talking about pegging.
All right. Yeah, let's go to our sponsors, pegging. And we're back.
Hi.
Don't forget to peg your loved ones.
Oh. I'm so sorry to our sponsors.
I can't wait to use that code.
Yeah.
Peg. Pegging.
The steely for Steely Dan.
No, she's just singing gibberish.
But it's beautiful. I think she knows it's going to be beautiful. And at this point, and I think no one's topped her, she is the queen of new age.
Yeah.
Music. I agree completely. And I think she always will be. New age is like kind of over, right? Kinda?
I mean, I have never dipped my toes into that. All I know is
like,
Enya.
I haven't seen a Buddha bar in a couple years.
What?
A Buddha bar.
What's that?
The Buddha Bar compilation CDs.
I don't know what that is.
It's like Deep Forest and Enya and Enigma.
Oh, wait. Like Buddha Bar. Like for like, is this for yoga and meditation stuff?
Don't totally remember. I was about 10 years old, but I had a CD in my
disc.
This is
not recent.
No. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen one in a while.
Okay.
But they were like, now that's what I call music compilations for music you'd hear at like a new agey yoga spot.
Oh, right. All I can think of when you said Buddha Bar, all I can think of was a CD with like, a tree on it with like with like fireflies around it.
Yeah, no, you've seen them.
Okay, so I have seen
exactly
them.
Right.
Yeah. I just googled new age music to try and see. It's like, well, is that still being produced? Mm-hmm. And like 20 Enya songs just showed up at the top bar, and I'm like, yeah, she's the queen.
Yeah.
She's the queen,
indisputable.
I will say she's actually a queen of the like maybe world.
Yeah, she's the Def I'm gonna
Def
say it
Jam.
Again. She's the Jeff Dunham of new age music.
Explain.
She's the Lena Dunham.
I mean, you type in comedy with puppet, Jeff Dunham.
Sure. But if you just type in comedy?
I didn't say that.
Fair. If you type in new age with puppet, Enya shows up.
She did a long run on Sesame Street, uncredited. Yeah, I feel like Enya really established the genre, but I've heard that she hates it. The title. Of new age. I heard she doesn't like that and she doesn't associate with it.
Does she prefer something else?
Queen of boundaries? No, I don't know.
Queen of boundaries?
Queen of bounds.
She wants to be a trap queen, I've heard.
Yeah, she's been making dance music, and then her producer's like, let's slow this down. And she's mad about it.
She's really pissed right now because she's been trying to go by Tatiana for years.
Ugh. Blueface.
Blueface took it from her.
That's so sad. She should sue. When you guys picture Enya, what is she wearing in your head?
Drapes.
Yeah, right?
Gauze.
She's like floating.
Yeah. She's just full of whimsy.
Cape with like a stars on the inside.
I feel like in my head she's dressed the way that like everyone in the movie Aquaman is when they're underwater, where it's like just floating around and she's just like
jokes on you for thinking I saw Aquaman.
I know you didn't. I'm talking.
Let me know when there's an Aqua Woman. Am I right? 2019.
That's Enya. That's what she is.
Actually, you are right in that she's like innately underwater in my mind.
It's like this ethereal, like floating. It's like how I say I can't imagine Lana Del Rey driving a car. I can only imagine Enya wearing like flowy. Like I can't see her in like a t-shirt.
Right.
Picture it. Can you see Lana Del Rey driving a car?
No, she only rides a skateboard or a scooter.
Oh, I can't. No, I can't see her in any mode of transportation.
Oh, man, really?
I don't know why.
You can't see her having fun on like a penny board?
I can, but it's like the footage is like filtered through like 70s VHS.
Yeah.
Now that you're saying that, I can't see Stevie Nicks waiting in line for a Southwest flight.
No.
Wait,
I can't.
And she would never.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even if like you try to imagine it, you couldn't.
Could you see her like going up to the ticket gate and just being like, this is my ticket, and I'm scanning it? No, I can't see it.
Yeah. This is wild.
This is the craziest analogy we've ever made.
But it works.
No hats. I don't think Enya wears hats either. No hats.
Oh, absolutely not.
You think she wears hats?
No, absolutely she doesn't. Yeah.
I could see Enya wearing like a hat that's like a lampshade.
I see. High on the crown.
Yeah. And fully covering her whole face.
Like just a Sia type deal?
Yeah. But a hat, not hair.
Hmm. Just Googled Enya in a hat.
And she just cuts out bangs. We'll be fine.
And
you're fine.
Anything?
No results.
No,
it's just a
really?
Castle. Wait. It's a picture of a giant castle.
No, there
castle.
Is one, but it's because she was declared a professor at some school.
So they
that's
made her wear a hat?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a graduation hat in like England or some shit.
Right. It's the kind of hat you see in like a painting of Martin Luther.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like a diaper on her
like,
head.
Okay, exactly. Profile, and now just glance over.
That's such a fucked up game to be like, hey, can we honor you with this commemorative award? And you have to wear this dumbass hat.
Yeah.
Got me out of this castle for this.
I feel like, if anything, someone should punch up graduation outfits and make them slutty. I want to feel hot.
That means Enya is a doctor.
What?
Dr. Enya. Drenya.
Dr. E?
Wait,
Dr.
E? You're spoiling my pilot.
Oh, sorry. The world's slowest doctor. Yeah,
you ask her what's wrong, she's like, who cares?
You come to my house for the house calls.
Doctor, what do you think I should do? Sail away, sail away, sail away.
You're going to die, is what I'm saying. Go on a bucket trip.
How long do I have?
All the time.
Oh, God.
Who can say?
She was given an honorary doctorate from the National University of Ireland in Galway.
Oh, hey, cool. If you have an honorary doctorate, can you actually practice medicine?
You can practice.
Scout's honor style.
Scout's honor. I'll be good while you're out.
I try not to kill you.
If you guys thought she was saying something here, what do you think she's saying?
Please be my bae. No. He da da gay.
We da da day.
We da da.
Weed all day.
Yeah, weed all day.
Ooh. Weed all the day.
Uh-huh.
Weed all the day. Weed all the day.
No. I hear Noah.
Can you slow that down? Can you hear words?
What equipment do you think we have?
We got all these wires around
here.
Well,
the thing is, I could slow it down, but it would take some time. I could pull in an audition, but do we really want me to?
No, I don't. But I will say, what if they are words?
They're
and
not.
She didn't like them, and she was like, just smudge them over.
Mm.
Or do you think it was one of those like filler?
I think it's just, I don't even think it's filler. I think Enya's just like, this is the part of the song where we chant.
This is the part where we chant.
You know, guys.
That's Enya's vibe.
Yeah.
What the fuck is she doing in that castle other than chanting? Can you imagine the acoustics in her goddamn castle? She probably just goes, oh, and it lasts for 3 minutes.
She probably just screams across the castle and is like, oh, that's a song. It's like, hey, we da da day. Ooh.
We da da day. Oh, my God. Did you play it again? I know what she's saying.
Demi-la-de. Oh, fuck off.
Demi-la-de.
Ooh, demi-la-de.
Oh, demi-la-de.
She's been calling for me for years.
Pe-de-ju-i-be.
Damn.
Oh-la-wa, demi-la-de. This is Demi's name.
De-ju-i-be.
Holy time. That's my punch up.
Oh, fuck.
Spoiling it.
Never mind.
That's Demi's full name.
Wow, I did not think it would fit as perfectly as it did.
Your name fits perfectly over this song.
Well, here's what it is slowed down.
No, Demi. We da da day.
We da da day.
This is a sacrifice.
No, it's not.
What do you think she needs all those cats for? Just saying.
What extravagant thing would you put in your castle?
Oh, my God.
Over the top. Just one thing that's like, that's not necessary.
One thing.
I can do it.
Moat.
What? Yeah. Inside?
Oh, are we talking inside?
Anything.
Oh, okay. Like a...
I want a Kenny G room like that Kim Kardashian video.
Oh, that's I was cool. Like, what do you mean?
But he never gets to leave.
Is it a hologram? Or, oh,
no, it's really Kenny G. I want to own Kenny G.
It's got like an electric fence collar.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want it. Just said, get nice.
That's a fun question.
What was yours?
Mine, all I can think of, and this is like since I was like 12 when I went there for a birthday party once, but you know
what? Enya's castle?
Can we cut this out of the podcast? Because you're not supposed to know about
right,
that.
Right, it's a secret.
I went to like a U.S. gymnastics, like a gymboree place.
Oh,
they have
love
like
it.
A giant foam pit.
Ooh.
Where there's a trampoline right next to it, and
yep.
You can flip
right
into like the huge cubes of foam.
Hell yeah.
I would do that.
Was the foam stinky?
Yeah, it was gross.
The foam's always stinky in those.
Yeah. Oh, even like ball pits and
stinky.
Like Discovery Zone, Chuck E. Cheese.
Discovery Zone, rest
disgusting.
In peace.
Stinky.
Yeah, it's gross.
Anyway, back to the song. What a great segue. The little bloop. I love that noise. It's like that. Whoop.
I just remember smiling so big when Jenny was walking down the aisle.
Oh, it's so sweet.
It was so funny.
So nice.
It was so funny. And like everyone knew that it was ridiculous. This is also a good like in memoriam song too.
Oh, it's perfect in memoriam song. When Demi dies, I'm gonna punch it up just to be his name. The whole song over a slideshow of his
worst
photos.
So you're gonna wait till I die? You mean all of my photos?
It's only going to be photos of our Instagram, the
damn.
Podcast Instagram.
Oh, just like slowly zooming into my side of it.
Yeah. Ken Burns effect on your face.
Beautiful. Who can say why your heart sighs as your love flies? Only time.
Okay, wait, what? Hang on, 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Who can say why your heart sighs as your love flies?
Enya, girl, you know I love you, but I'm confused.
Heart.
Have you ever had someone that you loved fly away or leave you or, I'll say it, ghost you?
So you think that it's referring to a person when it's love and not the emotion?
Wouldn't that be the...
I don't know. Because I read it as like your emotion of love.
Oh, yeah. I read it as like as your love like bursts or rises.
Flies.
Oh, yeah. I heard it as sighs. Like it sighs. Like
your
it's
heart,
sad.
Your heart sighs.
As your heart sighs.
And then your love flies.
Wait.
Who can say why your heart sighs as your love flies?
Z-E or G-H-S?
Oh, G-H-S.
Yeah. I think there's two ways of hearing it.
Hmm.
Wait, what is Z-E-S-I-C?
Heart size.
Like your
heart size.
Heart size. Like life it grows size. Or shrinks.
I was like, is a size like a knife? Like,
no.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, Raphael had
it's
size.
It's a Gaelic term for knife.
I was like, you know that thing you used to cut grass? It's like the thing the Grim Reaper holds?
Yeah, your heart scythe?
That's what it's called.
Oh my God.
Maybe in Ireland, I don't know.
That'd be it. I think it's like when I think of sighing, it's like a sadness. So it's like when your love flies, like it flies away. But I can see it both ways. And this is the beauty of music that mm-hmm. you can just take it either way.
That's
you
the
want.
Mantra of the podcast.
Yeah.
So this is really the beauty of the
this
music.
This is the beauty of music.
It's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Which really renders a podcast like this completely unusable.
Well, now you got, me thinking. It sighs. How do you think it when your heart sighs?
Like I feel like it's
relief?
Like your heart
sad.
I think
me.
It's like why your heart is sad.
It's aching.
As your love. I can't tell if it's like as your love leaves or as your love
grows.
Rides. Yeah,
that's same.
Yeah.
Maybe it is like who can say why your heart feels sadness as you fall more and more into love.
Right.
I feel like this is just totally my interpretation that it's like. Starting a relationship with someone that you really love, but something just doesn't totally feel right, and you won't know until it's over what it was that was wrong.
Yeah.
Because she says at the top, right? Like, who can say where the road goes? And then if your love grows as your heart chose. So to me, it's like she chose a partner, and who can say if the love will grow between them as time goes on?
Right.
And where they'll ultimately end up in their relationship. And then for verse two, for her to be like, why your heart sighs, which to me implies like a sad sigh.
Yeah.
As your love flies. I don't know if that's to say flying away or like growing.
Grow up. Yeah.
Right. But fly it feels like growing. Air, yeah. Like it's like sparks are flying.
Maybe it's like a romantic song. Like, as your love flies.
Oh, like if you see your loved one, you go,
like, But also, I think it is important to look at it in conjunction with the next line, which is, and who can say why your heart cries when your love lies, only time.
See, to me, on my read, it's the love, her lover lying next to her, and she feels sad.
Oh, and it's like, why? Mm-hmm. Why is this happening?
Why am I sad? I love you. Why is this making me sad?
Also, like, you can only lie time in a tell. Grave.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
A dead person.
And also, your love people lies. Can lie to you,
right.
Not tell the truth.
Right. Dishonesty.
Damn. Double entendre.
It's so crazy to me that we've never really paid attention to the words to these songs.
Now here's my question. What's a heart cries?
Ew.
No, I was joking about it. Do that again.
Ew.
Oh, wow.
That is a heart cry.
That is a heart cry. I was joking about it being like just you mistakenly not reading it. Anyway, I should have said C-R-I-Z-E.
Remember when you asked me what's a puma and I said a black jaguar?
Oh, you said a what?
I was like using the puma as an analogy, and you asked me like to clarify what I meant in my analogy, and you're like, so what's the puma? And I was like, oh, it's like a black jaguar.
We don't know anything.
What did you actually mean?
Oh, no, I was making a joke about heart. When you said heart sighs and we were not understanding what it means, I was trying to joke that cries is another type of word.
Oh, it's like an abbreviation
C-R-I-Z-E.
For John Cryer.
Yeah. Who can say why your heart cries?
Why your heart cries?
Maybe it's like an Irish thing. I'm just going to write everything off as being an Irish thing.
Sure, that's fun.
It's just, to me, there's an inherent melancholy to this song that feels so bittersweet, and I'm like, this is about the end of a relationship, at least emotionally.
I also feel like it could be like just about uncertainty in a relationship and how it's like, well, you just kind of need time to figure it out.
Only time.
Only time.
The thing is, I almost actually a little bit disagree with that. Like from personal experience, I'm like, I feel like if you have a feeling at the top, you should listen to it. Because I don't know many like stories where people have been like, at the beginning, I really like wasn't sure. But then after 3 years, I was like, no, I know.
Well,
like
maybe it's not the beginning. Maybe it's like through the middle. because it doesn't feel like when it starts. It feels like...
I'll agree with that. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I just met this person. Yeah. How exciting. This is like, oh, like we know each other. Yeah. I know this person. Yeah. I know this feeling.
There's a familiarity.
Yeah, big
time. I agree completely. Yeah. What's also interesting is that she says fucking only time every other line here.
Yeah.
Until the next verse.
Mm. And the next verse is.
Oh, and she brings it.
Oh, I love that back and forth.
The way this song builds is so great. Bop, bop, bop.
This is the first time we're hearing the ba-ba-ba-ba's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So low. It's like some Lady Gaga shit.
I bet if Enya wanted to, she could produce the hell out of, like, a really good pop or rap album.
Fuck yeah.
Like, the layering on this just rules.
I love the way she repeated that last part.
Yep.
Night keeps all your heart.
She makes you think about it. It's like, and who can say when the day sleeps, if the night keeps all your heart, night keeps all your heart.
Does that mean she wakes up with less love?
I think
the first two lines on that we skipped were, who can say when the roads meet, that love might be in your heart.
Meaning, I think...
She's too smart for me. I'm just a little dummy. I don't get it.
Maybe it's two people as roads and they converge and become one road. Sometime, and that happens in Ireland, infrastructure-wise.
They have roads there, I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this verse. It feels like it's too good to be in this song. Not that the song isn't fantastic.
I
love this song. But this verse, to me, I'm like, wait, that's a poem. That's a poem, Enya. What'd you do? Don't hide it.
This is something that you write to a friend who just got broken up with.
Absolutely.
Like, this is the lines you write.
Or like a friend who really fell in love with someone on a first date, and then like the other person didn't want a second date, and you're just kind of like, look, who can say when the roads meet, when whether love is in their heart.
Right.
So
that's like a Tilda Swinton email.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Or my mom.
Yeah. Your mother is Tilda Swinton.
God, if only. And then, okay. And then we go to, like, I guess what could be interpreted as the bridge of the song.
Weed all the day. Weed every day.
I'm high.
Smoke weed all day. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
We're so good at this.
Yay.
Well, that's what Dr. Dre is now, Dr. Dre and ya.
He also got the honorary doctorate.
Yeah.
The best part. Ready? Then into heaven.
Have any hip-hop artists sampled that?
Oh, I was wondering the same thing.
Because that isolated, I was like, it like bops by itself. But
where's Jason Derulo?
Yeah, Jason Derulo, or just in the beginning. Like, have that be like a beginning, and then a beat drops in, and then that can disappear, and then just take it off.
Lil B has sampled it many times.
Really?
Lil B, the bass god?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Twitter feed.
It's been sampled in 12 different songs, according to who sampled. Three of them are Lil B's songs.
But, like, Enya lets this happen, or these are all, like, not legal?
I'm sure it's legal.
Lil B
could online.
Not find that address.
No. Maybe he lives next door on the other side.
Maybe.
Hey, guys, Bono. He follows me on Twitter. We could DM him.
Oh, okay.
Is Lil B, Bono, and Enya on the same street? What a sitcom.
He's actually Dr. B now.
Don't trust the Lil B down the street in the apartment.
Don't trust Lil B in castle number three.
Yeah.
It's also been in a song by Method Man and Redman.
What song?
Part 2 remix?
Oh, I don't know it.
Are there play buttons next to these things?
There are.
Play one. Play the Method Man one.
Okay, I'll play the Method Man one. It's probably gonna be like, oh, just a little bit of it has been sampled.
Oh, I like one little part?
Yeah, let me see though.
Oh,
it's the beat.
Oh, they did it right.
Hell yeah.
They know what to do. They know what to do.
This fucking rules.
Yes. This is great.
Mio, I looked over and you were lost for a second. You were just like caught in a moment.
This is how we recover from 9/11. But only if you feel this shit. Jack the Ripper, don't make me have to kill this bitch. This get y'all slapped.
I mean, I don't like the words at all.
Oh, I mean, I can't hear it up.
No, this part sucks.
All right, yeah, I'll stop.
That part sucks.
They not only the beat, they bring in the who can.
Yeah. Who can? Out. Who can?
Incredible.
So good. Out.
This makes me really want to make it into a rap track. I'm upset I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I could have been like Carmen.
Oh, no.
Yellow Dallas
that is, too. That is something we all aspire to.
Yellow Bada.
Wait, I want to kind of play this little B one.
Oh, no. No. Anytime they modulate up to sound like a baby, I hate it.
Aw, what about this one? The other
loop. New details now. We're learning more.
No,
about
this is the World Trade Center remix.
What
and
the
I,
fuck, Lil B?
I don't want to listen to that.
Why is that at the top of his song?
Lil B just wants people to never forget, I guess.
Okay.
It's all just right. Too traumatic. I don't want to go there again.
Yeah. Wow. Should we move on to the next part?
Was that was Method Man?
The first one was Method Man. Yeah. And then the second two were Lil B. Ooh,
I did hear him say, good. Jack Ripper, he's going to kill a bitch, which I didn't love.
But yeah, no.
The beat alone.
No, I don't condone.
The beat's great.
Ruled.
I mean, he's not wrong about what Jack the Ripper does. I just don't like
does.
It.
Does? Do you think he's still alive?
No one knows.
Demi.
Never caught. Never caught.
Jack the Ripper's Banksy.
Look, I'm just saying, walk to your car in pairs.
Demi.
I don't have pairs. I got oranges.
All right, walk to your cars in oranges.
Nailed it.
Okay, then we have the fucking last verse of the song. I can't believe it's almost already over.
Right?
It's the same. Demi.
This is the dance you gotta do. Ooh,
Demi's doing like a Fortnite dance over there. I don't know what that
is. That is
was.
Not a. Okay, well, never mind.
What was it?
I don't know. I don't know where I've seen that dance before.
Fortnite.
All the kids do. I don't play Fortnite.
I've seen that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's that one where you do the arm. Never mind.
Elbows no. out.
Describe it.
Down. Wait, you film it and we'll put it on the thing.
Just describe it.
It's the you. It's like you're flexing your arms in and out and then you just do the thing. It's like a.
He's sticking his tongue out of his mouth.
That's what the cool kids do.
Did the jocks teach you this?
That's how you got out of lockers? Is that how you would get out of lockers?
It sure was. It was the secret to getting out of lockers after we pushed those nerds in them.
Yeah. Nerd.
So wait, what's really interesting, I didn't realize, she grabbed the second half of the first verse, and then she grabbed the first half of the first verse. She inverted
yep.
the first verse to be the last verse.
Damn.
Which I feel like is symbolic of the song a little yep. bit.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, who can tell what parts are going to be...
The song's a circle.
Yeah.
That made sense in my head, and then I said it out loud. I was like, I sound like a high middle schooler.
I think it's the way you said it that it made it... I was like, no, never mind. This yeah. song's a circle.
We domesticated ourselves.
You guys see what you... you guys see what she did?
It's like an infinite loop. You know, like one of them figure eight shits. Does that symbol have a name?
An infinity symbol?
Yeah. Is that yeah. what it's called?
I think so.
Infinity oh, man. Symbol, Thanos.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Too soon.
Too soon, Miel.
Do you think Enya died in Thanos? I'm sorry. I'm so done.
No.
So sorry.
Enya stayed alive.
Do you think Enya exists in the Marvel Universe?
1,000%.
Do we?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, Demi and I, we've talked about this at length.
Yeah. Okay, so you have. Okay, I apologize.
And it's not, we didn't exist before the Thanos thing happened.
No.
They specifically wrote us out.
Yes.
Wow.
No, it's been one of the hardships of our friendship.
I believe there's a line in Iron Man 2 where he's about to go fight someone and they pause and go, hey, by the way, no one in this universe is named Miel or Demi. Don Cheadle goes, cool, and then they continue.
Blast off!
And then jump.
Yeah.
And then fly away.
You know, as they say, blast off every time.
Right.
Do I?
And blast off!
I don't know. I didn't finish Iron Man 3,
You're
but maybe.
You're probably a teacher in the Spider-Man universe.
Oh, for
Kids
sure.
Kids in the school!
You're taking them on a field trip when, like, somebody does something bad.
You were the teacher that, when you quit, Hannibal Buress replaced you because he was the only one available.
Yeah, right.
You cut off the last two lines of the song.
No, I... Oh, I'm sorry. I clipped them out separately. It's,
It slows down.
And at this point at the prom, everyone stopped dancing.
Oh, and then right here where it resolves?
Yeah. Peace up, A-Town!
Oh, I love that as a mashup.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be good.
We just fucking died.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like you just died?
In
it
a way.
It was a great funeral.
I just feel like I went to heaven, but then maybe also came back. Like, I saw the light and I was like, too soon. Going back.
Yeah.
This is not relatable. You both are looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, it is relatable.
No.
It's transformative.
This is why I'm glad you said yes to this song, Demi and Miel, because it's a journey.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's like, oh, Enya, that's cute. Wait, I feel something.
What are we saying?
Yeah.
I want this to be played all the time.
At my wedding.
Yeah.
This is one of the few songs where listening to it or like trying to dig into it and be like, what do the lyrics mean? I feel like we've gotten a deeper meaning from it and not just being like, yeah, these lyrics don't make sense. It's like, no, they make a lot of sense.
Well, I feel like so often on this podcast, we do songs where the lyrics are just some bullshit someone threw together.
Yeah.
And so to do a song like this where it's like, no, the only reason these are hard to understand is because Enya is like doing poetry here.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun little chocolate chip. Yeah.
And on top of it, I think you're
in this bland cookie that is this podcast.
Oh, sorry, you said chocolate ship. And I was like, explain.
Okay, so you know like how there's a ship in a bottle?
Sure, uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, like, what if it was chocolate?
Mm.
And not only is it like, how'd they get that in there? It's like, how do I get it out?
Cool.
I want to eat it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I can see this going 4 seasons.
Absolutely. Chocolate ship on HBO.
Also, I mentioned this before, but sometimes I explain music as like, oh, it's music forward instead of lyric forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is one of those where you don't hear the lyrics.
No.
You don't even think of them because the music is so beautiful and so different from what I would say most of us listen to.
Totally.
Yeah.
And
I don't think there is a song like this song.
Nuh-uh.
Like, no. You could maybe try to make the case like Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap, but one's like, there's so much energy in it. And then like maybe like Angel by Sarah McLachlan, but that one's so obviously sad.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one has this melancholy ambiguity that it's like, is it beautiful? Is it tragic? It's both at the same time.
I feel like lyrically it's not as sad. I think it's like trying to alleviate sadness lyrically, but it does feel like something that you could listen to that would make you sad or would make you feel like, oh, I'm sad right now and this is how I'm calming myself.
Yeah. I will say I'm a little sad it's become so popular in memes because I kind of feel like it's getting all-starry for me at this point.
Mm.
Like, I kind of can't hear it anymore without just being like, no, this is just that joke song.
That's so funny because I feel like I don't hear it with memes ever.
I was about to say, what are you seeing?
It was on Vine.
Oh, I see.
It was huge.
I feel like I missed all of that.
It was probably by the time you stopped looking at Vine. But like, it was probably like third wave Vine. No one's going to know what I'm talking about.
I mean, as soon as you said third wave Vine, I was like, okay, crazy time.
That was on a phone?
Yes. Well, third wave Vine was, it was sort of on our brain chips.
It was like a year before it went under.
Yeah.
I feel like there was that one video. I feel like the most popular edit of it was with Breaking Free from High School Musical, but it was like this like spinning padded arm mechanism.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And this kid gets like caught on it and just like, is moving with it.
Uh-huh.
And so the one that everyone saw was like, we're breaking free. And like, it slams into him.
I don't think I've seen that one, but I've seen the video you're talking about.
I've seen that one. Well, the other edit was like, Only Time.
Oh, really?
That's like the way it was used so much was just like some dumb footage and then Only Time being super sad playing on top of it.
So strange.
Also, Bam Margera, remember that show, Viva La Bam?
This is what I read on Wikipedia too, but
yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you remember watching it or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I loved Viva La Bam.
Yeah, yeah.
Rest in peace, Don Vito, you piece of shit.
Was he a piece of shit? He seems like one.
I vaguely recall him doing something where I'm like, ooh, bad.
I
think it was not a good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
My brother loved that show so much that he was so inspired by it, he would go to bed with a peanut butter and jelly under his pillow. I think that someone in the show did that.
Oh.
And I was like, Henry, that's like, you took that bit way too far, dude. There's peanut butter on these
sheets. It's hilarious.
Literally, your room smells like a fucking dog. Stop.
There's just piles of peanut butter and jelly. It's like, the fairy didn't take it. I gotta keep making these things.
It's like the Princess and the Pea.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a hard song to talk about because it's just good.
Wait, it's pretty good.
I was gonna say, I'll add on. I think that song, Only Time, this song, was played when they blew up Don Vito's car.
Yeah, they like, drove it off a cliff or something.
They dumped it off a cliff and it was like in slow-mo and it was like a 720p, so it was like really choppy.
Wait, does that mean Enya gave them the rights to do that?
Maybe, or they were like, she's never gonna see it.
Yeah.
They just like paid a huge legal fee or something.
I mean, I don't know what clearance is like for that.
I have no idea.
Maybe it is. You can just buy the rights.
I'm just going to start saying it now. Viva La Bam, Bam Margera of Viva La Bam.
Yeah.
And Enya, close personal friends.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. He gets I'll to live it. In one of those rooms.
Oh, for sure.
I hope.
So punching it up was near impossible.
Yes.
And I was not.
Because it's an unpunchable song?
Kinda.
Because, okay.
Kinda, yeah. And also, like, what do you do? You know? So all only thing I could think of was like maybe update it for the modern age.
Okay.
And also like make it personal. So this is like really personal.
Hmm.
And like I hope that's a safe space. I am going to perform it live.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, do you do this a lot? I don't think you do.
Demi has done it a few times.
Okay.
I have not, but I'm like, I mean, I don't want to be the fucking poor sport here.
No, is that why you're doing it? You don't want to do this, but you're like, well, Demi's doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm already doing it, baby.
Okay, well, wow.
Standing up.
What a sad predicament to put you in. You ready?
I'm ready, baby. Plus, I got
four bars.
Of course, anyone could film me.
Who can say where the hours go, where the day flows, screen time? And who can say why your eyes burn and your pinky hurts, screen time? 9 hours a day must be a mistake to Spotify count. It's not Google Maps, no, it's all Instagram. Cool tattoos on the Explore page. What is reading and reference? It's 5 minutes. Screen time. My average is down from last week in productivity. Screen time. Night keeps screen time. What was life before the screen? The people from Wall-E. Was that film a prophecy? But look at all these cool tattoos. Who can say if Google searching is social networking? Screen time. I spent 2 hours trying to find that tweaker vibe. Screen time.
Beautiful.
Who knows? Screen time. Who knows? Only screen time.
And hit the whip. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. That was beautiful.
That
thank
was you. Terrific. Wasn't that based on your actual screen time reports
it's
on your
phone?
It's
not 9 hours. It's three.
Three a day?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That feels like a lot.
Oh, no. I guarantee mine's more.
It is, however, all cool tattoos on the Explore page.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. I can't stop looking at them.
Get some cool tattoos.
I think I might.
Do it.
I think that's like my new...
You want to get tattoos?
I don't know, but I keep looking at them.
Do you have tattoos?
No.
Do you?
No.
Me? No.
Oh, my God, threesies without a tattoo in the room?
Damn, never.
I don't feel only Marissa
no,
was here.
I'm not going to say never.
I for sure want a tattoo.
I got thinking about a tattoo. No, I'm not going to do it. Maybe.
You want one?
Oh, yeah, I'll probably have a tattoo.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
A date? Are you going to have a date down there?
Like a number?
Yeah, when something
like
cool
fruit?
Happened?
No.
Yeah, like a tattoo up, of
a date on your elbow?
A medjool?
I don't know what I would say. There was a time where I would think about things to tattoo, and it's like, oh, I have song lyrics I tattoo, and then I'm like, but do I really want to be that guy?
Dude, the coolest ones are all in South Korea, in Seoul.
Really?
Is that how you say it? Or Seoul?
Seoul.
Seoul.
Yeah.
Seoul?
Yeah, Seoul.
Seoul. Seoul.
I got Seoul, but I ain't a soldier.
Spas. screen time, thank you. That's
beautiful.
The updated version.
That's
awesome.
Add for and not for Apple's screen time feature.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if if everyone looks at their screen time as much as I do, so this might not be relatable to anybody else.
For those of you who haven't updated your phone or don't even have an iPhone or aren't aware of the feature, screen time is just the thing that tells you how much time you devoted to different apps on your phone.
Oh, and it's divided into categories, productivity, social networking, and like reading and researching or something.
Yeah, it's painful.
My buddy, shout out to Dan White. I don't know, you guys.
Big ups to D. White.
This got retweeted a lot, but he was like, oh my gosh, this screen time. I got to relax on this. And it was a picture of like Instagram, 2 hours, internet searches, like 3 hours. And then the Pizza Hut ad was open for 42 days.
That's great.
That would have been a funnier.
Dan White's a good follow. He's funny. Yeah.
You said yours was how many a day?
It's like, I think my average is like 3:30.
Hmm.
What's yours?
Well, my average of the last 7 days is 4 hours and 12 minutes per day.
Oh, that's hardly more than mine.
No, but I also have to use my phone a lot for work and because I fucking use Google Maps every day.
Google Maps is the killer, man.
Yeah, yeah. Where can I find this? I'm sorry, on my phone.
You go into settings.
Is this interesting to you guys?
Yeah.
No, people might not know.
Wait, mine just went down. It said 3 hours and 25 minutes today.
Hey, I'm proud of you, man.
Okay, general.
Yeah, you go to general settings and then...
It should be like right there.
Right here under Do Not Disturb, it says screen time. This is on an Apple iPhone, not sponsoring the pod.
Mm.
And you can set downtime. I can't believe we're doing an ad for screen time.
No, we're not. Fuck this.
You can set app limits too, which is kind of cool. So like I let myself have an hour a day on social media.
I just turned
it
on. I have 2 seconds of screen time. So I'm doing pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
I've never turned it on.
Skinny
I used Instagram
legend.
For a whole 8 minutes today.
Wow, dude. I'm proud of you.
No, that's kind of sad.
8 minutes?
Yeah.
Why, you want it to be more?
Yeah. I haven't seen any tattoos today.
Oh, let me send you some links, man.
Please.
I got some good-ass tattoo follows. My saved on Instagram, if you ever save stuff,
yeah.
It's all tattoos.
Mine is one video of a dog on a skateboard.
The bulldog? That bulldog?
No.
Oh,
it's
new
just
one?
A friend saw a dog on a skateboard, and I think about it a lot. Yeah. Anyway.
You guys, if only you could see Demi's saved. It's just a dog on a skateboard.
I don't know why I'm showing it to everyone in the room. The stuff in the show has happened. We're on to the next part.
Can't punch this.
Oh, right. Okay, you just want to say it now? We're on to that? We passed episode 60 and all the rules fly out the window, huh?
Fuck it all.
All right, let's just...
You can't punch this.
Ross, would you like to be the first person to recommend an unpunchable?
Yeah.
You don't have to be.
No.
We can go first.
I thought about it on the ride over.
Yeah.
And there's three, but I'm just going to do one.
Ooh.
So growing up, I loved Anita Baker because that is what was played in the house. Do you want to find this on your computer and play it off
usually
there?
Usually we don't, but how do you feel about it?
You can.
I'll do it. What's the song?
It's called The Same Old Love, 365 Days a Week.
Queen of Soul, Anita Baker.
Oh.
So this music video is awesome. It is Detroit mid-80s, and it's her driving in a car, and then she gets out of the car, and you're like, Anita, where are you? She walks in to a roller skating rink.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And she's roller skating, and she's talking about love, and you can't beat the beats on here. She's talking about love, and when I was like 12 or 13 listening to this, I didn't know what love was.
No.
Couldn't fathom it. But all the words made sense to me.
Yeah.
Some made us laugh. Some made us sad.
I love her voice so much.
We used to break up to makeup. What? I was 12 and 13 connecting with this.
You're like, yeah, makeup sex is great.
It's
I can imagine it.
Let's get together. I'm feeling horny.
I don't know what that word means yet, but someday.
I like that.
I played this. I had the opportunity to audition for SNL a few times. And after every time I did that, I would put my headphones on and listen to this walking around New York.
Oh,
wow, that's a good.
You imagine you were walking into a roller rink?
Feeling good. And I got a call like halfway through the song being like, oh, Lauren liked to meet you. So I had to walk back.
You got to meet Lauren Michael?
Played this song again as I was walking into 30 Rock.
That's smart.
I was just like,
he just wanted to tell you how bad you were.
It's not even a hype song. It's just like, we used to break up to make up. I was like, okay, yep, I got my pass. Yep, I'm good. I'm going up. Yep, going up.
You were unstoppable in that moment.
Great. Yeah, it was so fun. It was so fun. So
what the fuck did Lauren need to say to you?
He said, yeah, we can see you on the show. And then they paid me for a year not to be on the show. And then I'm here.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the song remains.
Oh, the song remains the same. And that's a line.
Oh my God, really?
Oh yeah.
More things change. The more that's a different song, but still.
I'm just excited to have some Anita Baker on the fucking playlist.
Yeah, Anita Baker is up there.
Yeah. I love all her stuff.
I love any song that is like tied and actually relevant to the Enya song, tied to a moment in your life.
Oh, big time. Yeah. I think that a lot of my songs that I love that I can do a repeat on are things that like happened in my life. I was listening to when that happened, or someone was like, hey, you should listen to this. And I was like, oh, I'll do it. And then something happened.
Yep.
I was like, okay, well, this is going to be on my forever playlist.
Yeah. Your forever playlist.
My forever playlist.
In your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah. Thank you for letting me share that.
Dude, of course. Cool. It's my favorite part of the show, honestly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love hearing new songs.
What's your unpunchable jam?
I'm jumping off of the amazing vocal layering in this song.
Yeah.
This is my most recent example of a song that I'm like, holy shit, what are they doing? Since like Imogen Heap. And it's When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish. She's like 16 here.
It sounds very Imogen Heapy. Wow.
Isn't this amazing?
Yeah.
This is a sunset song.
It's beautiful, right? She's a child.
What is she from?
She lives in Highland Park.
She's just a local legend. 18?
She's 18 now.
Is her family in the business or anything?
Her brother. Yeah. Her brother, I don't know too much about her, so sorry to any Billie Eilish stans that are going to yell at me, but her brother was a singer-songwriter.
They call themselves eyelashes.
Phineas. They should. And then I think he writes songs for her. They were like homeschooled. They did talent shows and stuff.
I love that.
And she's just got this incredible voice and this like couldn't give a fuck vibe, but also like kind of too old for her age in the sense that she seems like very depressed and she's like a kid.
Mm.
And her visuals are amazing. And I don't even think she's actually released. Yeah, that's her.
Wow.
I don't even think she's released a full length album yet. I think it's
really?
Coming. I think as of recording, it's coming out at the end of this month.
That's so wild.
And she's already a huge deal. She blew up on SoundCloud, I think.
Yeah.
With a song that her brother wrote. I think he wrote it for himself and then she sang it and that's when it popped off.
That's so cool.
Like this brother-sister duo and they're so fucking talented and I'm so goddamn excited to see where their career takes them. But When the Party's Over, it's like the kind of song that immediately you're like, yep, I know what the song's about. It means so much to me and this is the first time I'm hearing it.
Right.
It's so stunning. The best song if you want to cry in the bathtub.
Okay.
Demi, what's your unpunchable jam?
Thanks for intro. I love listening to the music. So I just followed her on Spotify.
Dude.
And if you don't have Spotify, guys, get it.
This episode is sponsored by Apple and Spotify.
and pegging. my song, just because I was thinking of another like ethereal, beautiful song. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast a bunch of times, but it's House of Woodcock by Johnny Greenwood from the Phantom Thread soundtrack. I love this soundtrack. I love this score. I love this song so much. Robbed for an Oscar. This is one of the most beautiful romantic songs I've ever heard. Period. I love to listen to it at night and go for walks, and I will like just kind of cry in a happy way.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful. It feels like I'm walking through a field of like blossoms with the flowers falling down.
I don't know why. I feel like I'm at like a fancy tea party in like an Alice in Wonderland universe.
Have I sent you, I made a mini.
It's just a dreamscape.
Yeah.
This movie I wasn't that crazy about, but the soundtrack fucks.
Are you just walking around Echo Park looking at the fountain?
Doing laps. Gotta get my steps
in.
No. Looking at other people on dates, just being like, yeah, you should
Oh my God, what a date that would be. Just put in headphones together, listen to the same song, and walk in silence.
Put a sweater on? Oh yeah.
Oh my God, guys, do this as a date. Tell me how it goes.
No, don't tell me how it goes, because I'll be jealous and mad at you.
Oh, man. Guys, your live show should be a disco. One of those silent discos.
Silent.
Where everyone has headphones in?
Yeah, and you press play at the same time?
Oh, that'd be a great way to do a podcast recording that is technically a live show, but not really a live show. Give everyone headphones and then just like be like, we're still talking in studio and they're over there listening to us.
That would be awesome.
That would be insane.
Also, like if we wanted to play music, I think we'd get out of any legal issues if everyone pressed play on their own devices at the same time.
Well, no, if it was like we gave them all headphones, but it was connected to our thing, like in a silent disco, and we just play it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great idea.
I like it. Hey, I'm full of them.
We came up with so many good ideas today.
What Phantom Thread you said?
Yeah.
Phantom
Thread.
I got it.
House of Woodcock. That's like the theme from it, yeah?
It's not there's like a Phantom Thread song that is recurring in the soundtrack, and then there's like For the Hungry Boy, which I feel like another one of the big songs in it, but like this is the one that I'm like, this is the standout track from this album.
Right.
I say album because I listen to it on its own a lot, but it's a score.
Speaking of albums, actually, great segue. I cannot forget to thank
Seth
Nicholas Johnson from Haunted Birthday Records.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to say what he did?
This is the so fucking cool.
It's truly amazing.
It's so amazing. Basically, he sent a, I mean, read the letter.
He says, I own a record label in Atlanta and I manufacture lathe cut vinyl records. So I made y'all a quick 7-inch single with my favorite Miel song on one side and my favorite Demi song on the other in celebration of your first year of making this podcast.
He sent us vinyl records, like a single with Star Spangled Banner, our punch up for Star Spangled Banner and the punch up for Nookie. And it's so fucking cool.
Actual recording artist.
Hell yeah.
We have vinyl.
We'll probably post a video of like me playing it, I think, yeah, on the Instagram or something.
It's the most thoughtful gift I've ever been given.
It's so cool.
And by a stranger.
I gotta say, I was there when you guys opened it and you guys were trying to play it cool. It wasn't working.
No.
You guys were freaking out.
Geeking.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
So cool.
You know what's the crazy thing is, I had thought, because I found a website, vinylify.com, and it was just like, it's like $99 and you can make your own vinyl pressing.
Not sponsored.
No, not a, it's just the details. That's just the truth. And I kept thinking like, oh, I know what I could get for Miel for Christmas next year.
What?
Well, I was just going to be like, what if I just put some of our punch-ups on like a vinyl record? And was like, here you go.
I was going to say you just like lay down a huge fart and put it on the vinyl.
Well, now what I'm going to do is...
play side two, Miel.
Yeah. I don't have a record player.
Yeah, that's where it would have fallen apart. Because you'd have to come over to my house to hear your own present.
Yeah, but I'll send it to my brother who's on the punch-up that we did.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
so
cool.
He can
he'll
play
love
it.
That.
Dude, awesome. Ross, this was such a fun episode.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Thanks
Where
for
can
having
people
me.
Find you, follow you, keep up with what you're doing?
At me, Ross Kimball. So it's RossKimball, like me, Ross Kimball, if I was Tarzan. yeah, I'm on there, and I'm always telling people I'm doing like live stuff in LA and working on some projects. So if you follow me on Twitter or on Instagram, you'll
you
be seeing that
it.
Stuff. Yeah, keep me up.
That rules. Cool. Thank you so much for coming on.
No, thank
for
you guys.
Real.
You guys are great.
No, you were
so
much.
Fun.
Yeah.
I love having people that love talking about music.
Yeah,
it's really music. Nice.
If you want to follow us, we're at Punch Up the Jam on Twitter and Instagram. We post a picture with our guest every week, and we look super teeny tiny next to him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's pretty fun.
I am. Yeah. I'm really tall. I'm 6'7".
You're not.
Wow.
I am. Yeah.
You're 6'7".
Hold on. This is where we get to the point in the podcast. We're done with the podcast. And I drop this bomb on you guys.
Wow. I'm like 6'5", max. 6'7"?
Yeah, I'm 6'7". I'm that's proportional. So, yeah.
Listen, no offense, but that's fucked up.
It is.
That's so crazy. Because I'm 6'1", so the photo, it just looks
wild.
It's the perspective, I
no,
think.
No, it's like what they did in Eternal Sunshine.
You were standing so close to the camera.
I was like about 8 steps in front of you guys. Yeah. So, yeah, that makes sense.
We also have a fucking Patreon. It's $7 a month, and we have a whole bonus podcast that we release new episodes once a week.
Yeah. I think around this time or like recently, we got into some real fucking weird episodes.
Dude, we got so vulnerable. We turned the lights off, listened to a song in silence, and I personally cried. It was
And then we did 2 back-to-back bonus episodes where Miel and I did this like 36 question challenge from the New York Times. That's
it's supposed
to
make you fall in love.
Right. We skipped some. Miel and I are now married.
Yeah, we got married.
Yeah.
We tried. We got married.
Yeah, we're giving
it
a shot. These crazy kids.
Oh,
it was just very intense and vulnerable, and we got open in a way that I was just like.
It was so weird.
At like question like 7 or so, I was just kind of like, fuck it. I'm saying everything now.
Yeah.
And we were just like, yeah, here's some real shit.
It's real.
Very fun.
So if you're interested in that.
Oh, yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
But it is also, it's funny.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, we talk about Demi's dick size a lot.
It's impressive. Well, goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, that was...
Punch
the jam.
Punch
the jam.
Punch
the jam.
Punch
the jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.